Hello?
Hello, is Ashley there, please?
This is?
Hi, Ashley. This is DJ Caesar from Party Radio USA.
How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good.
You catching a good time, or are you busy, or?
No, I'm not busy.
Okay. So, did Rick talk to you, the director, about doing an interview tonight?
Yes. Yep. Okay. I got his email.
Okay, very good, very good. So, yeah, I'm just going to ask you a few questions for all your interested fans out there. And myself. So I think you signed my guest book a while back. I added one of your songs into my mixes.
Okay, yeah.
Here we are, so you probably remember.
Yes.
A while back, so.
I remember the name, Caesar, the way it's spelled.
Yeah, C-Z-E-R.
Yeah.
So I'm out here in California, so it's, what?
Is it California? Wow, I wasn't sure where you guys were at, so.
Well, the station's in New York, actually, so, but my show is syndicated, from here.
Oh, okay, I got you. What part of California?
It's in Riverside, like, next to L.A., so it's Southern California.
Oh, okay. My producers actually just came back from L.A.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the weather's kind of funky right now. We're getting weather kind of cold, kind of,
warm. Be as funky as here. We had, like, this windstorm yesterday, like knocked trees down and everything, and then today it was like 50 degrees.
Oh, geez.
Yesterday it was like 10. It's very strange. But, yeah. Connecticut weather, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, well, I won't take up too much of time. I'm just going to ask you a few questions. Like, I think everybody's kind of curious how you got started into music.
Wow. How did I get started? Well, I've always had a passion for singing, but an old friend of mine was on High Power Records, came back home to Connecticut and started his own label, and he kind of looked me up, knew I liked to sing, and, you know, asked me if I was interested, and, you know, a couple weeks later we laid down my first song, which was Don't Let Me Go.
Oh, okay.
Back in March of 93, I believe.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that was my first shot at singing professionally, so. And it's been uphill ever since, you know?
That's very good. So what's your top song right now that you would say that is your favorite?
My favorite?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it has to be Here We Are.
Here We Are? Yeah, okay. That's definitely
like my favorite. Which is kind of good, I guess. Every song, you know, I improve upon and I, you know, do a little bit better than the last one. So that one has a little special meaning to me because, you know, I did it for my nephew who has leukemia and the proceeds of the song go, you know, to his cancer foundation, so.
Oh, wow, very nice.
It has a little special meaning. You know, he's 5 years old now, but he was diagnosed with leukemia when he was 2.
Oh, wow.
And thank God he's in remission and everything now, and he's really bad right now. He's been spoiled for a couple of years going through chemo and radiation and all that stuff, but and thank God he's in good health now, and he's a real brat. But,
Well, that's good to know. I know a lot of us didn't know about that. You know, that's always kind of nice to hear.
Well, I mean, it's done, you know, in the CD, and I kind of make note of it whenever I, you know, talk about the CD because, you know, so people know that it's, you know, it's going for charity and, you know, it's a good cause, and there's a picture of him and me in the CD and, you know, a little story about him and everything. So when you buy the CD, so it's kind of nice.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. So you have an album out?
I've been working on an album.
Are you working on it right now?
It's gonna end up being a greatest hits.
Yeah.
Because I've been working on it for so many years, and I have like I don't even know how many songs I have now. I think 11.
Wow.
11. I'm working on a couple now, so I pretty much have enough to put an album together if I do some remixes. So
yeah.
It's gonna end up being a greatest hits album, but I'm still working on it. You know, I just haven't had the time to actually, you know, sit down and actually put together an album, and then, you know, I've been working with different producers, so, you know, it's just kind of like, slowly but surely, eventually I'll get around to it.
Have you looked at who you've been talking to about doing the remixes?
Edwin Ramos Jr.
Okay.
Who did the last two or three songs that I put out.
Okay.
So I've been, you know, working with him, but I've been kind of out of commission for the past, like, year. And I'm just getting back into the swing of things, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. But are you now? The songs, are they playing locally, like on the air on stations, or is it still kind of?
Oh yeah.
Underground.
Yep, it's still getting all the local stations. I actually got some airplay on. Oh, what's the name of the station in New York? Oh, I know what it is. Wait, let me see. KTU, that's what it is.
Okay, KTU,
KTU is like a big dance party station in New York, and they gave it a couple spins on Judy Torres' show.
Okay.
But yeah, mostly all the local stations, satellite radio, gives it some pretty good airplay, so it's been doing really good. I'm a big hit out in Europe, so.
Really? Yeah.
For some
reason, the Europeans really love the freestyle music. You know,
they really do. Yeah, Germany, France, Spain. Yeah, it's really.
Party Radio USA just made the iTunes list, so we're under Urban and Electronica.
Okay.
So
oh wow! See
two,
that?
Two lists there, and there isn't a, if you go check it, there's not a big list, so it's really kind of an honor to be on there because we got more listeners now.
Yeah, that's great.
So yeah, my show is tomorrow, Friday. You know, it's between 8 and 9, which is what almost 12 o'clock over there, 11 and 12. Yeah.
Oh okay. Yep.
So.
Oh, all right.
But yeah, it's freestyle music has always been one of those in the back of my mind that one of my favorite genres to play. And out here in California, it kind of gets lost in the Southern California area. So,
I bet.
So I hope it soon comes back, you know, away from the underground.
I hope so too. It's always been, you know, pretty underground. It made a little leeway back in the early '90s, getting some commercial play and stuff. And then it kind of just dipped back down with, you know, unfortunately there was a lot of half effort. Stuff put out, is that a nice way to put it?
Yeah.
The past few years, so
there hasn't been,
you know,
really
unfortunately that made it kind of go back into the underground, so, you know, hopefully, you know, with some new stuff, some new artists, some new things coming out, some of the old school people coming back into it, you never know.
Yeah, I just, not too long ago, did an interview with Johnny O, and his, he's coming out with one in March, I think he said.
Oh, yeah.
So,
and what is that?
It's Johnny O?
Yeah.
So I guess he's gonna come out with a new one. It's called, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, it's called World Peace. So he's gonna try to keep that the old school flavor. And I tell you, that's one thing I love about your music is that you still got that feeling, you know, that old school feeling, but with the new school.
Yeah,
now.
I try to give it my own flavor, but I always has that, you know, that old school flavor that, you know, kind of got me interested in the first place, you know.
Right.
I always try to keep it true to the, you know.
Yeah.
The old school sound, so.
And it shows through.
It's my own little touch.
Yeah, it shows through. I mean, you can tell your whole heart is into the music and stuff, and that's.
Thank you. Yeah.
That's what we love.
I love it. You know, I'll keep doing it as long as people are interested in listening to it.
that's good.
That's what I always say. You know, it's never about the money or anything like that. If it was about the money, I would have quit a long time ago.
Oh yeah,
you have to do it because, you know, it's something that you love to do and you just want to share with people. So
exactly. That's what's nice about it. Yeah, you know, the music industry is real tough, and
it's very tough.
And you got to do it for love. Tough. You got to do it for love.
And oh yes, definitely.
So if you were to say who would be your I guess your idol that you would look up to or you try to what's the word I'm looking for? I guess the one the artist that you I think that motivated you the most when you were growing up.
Oh, Whitney Houston.
Whitney Houston. Okay.
Back when I was a teenager, she was the person that I saw like on MTV. You know, she was like 19 years old and I was about 13 or 14, and I saw her on MTV in one of those videos, and I just said, oh my God, that's what I want to do.
Oh, wow.
And she's just such a talent, and, you know, unfortunately in the past few years, you know, her life hasn't been much of anything, but she's always been my, you know, my idol and somebody that I've always said, you know, I want to do what she does. So, you know, that's like, she's like the ultimate for me. And then, you know, there's always other people like Mariah Carey, Alicia Keys, you know, they're just very soulful singers.
Right.
And then, of course, you know, the queen herself, Judy Torres, you know, she's great. She's a good friend, and she's awesome. It's so great to say she's, like, a good friend because I was, like, always idolized her, and then we started doing shows together in New York and stuff, and it's, like, so many people that I used to, you know, listen to cassettes or, you know, whatever back in the day.
Right.
We're all, like, you know, we're all part of one big family now, so it's really funny to, you know, sometimes I still sit around going, oh, my God, I'm sitting here with Judy Torres and Cynthia and Johnny O and Stevie B and, you know, George, and it's pretty cool. It's a pretty nice feeling.
Yeah, not too long ago, I went to the, they have a freestyle explosion here, I guess it's every year. I'm not sure if it's every year, but it was,
okay.
I hope to see you in one of those shows pretty soon here.
Oh God, I would love. I've been dying to get out to the West Coast. I just haven't been able to make it out there because it's such a trip. I can't just like go there for, you know, like I go to New York. I can go to New York like, you know, every week.
Yeah.
New Jersey, Philly, those are, you know, places I could drive to. But like to get out to the West Coast, it's like I gotta plan it and, you know, like hit as many radio stations as I can and, you know, make a real like itinerary out of it. And I haven't been able to put that together yet. But my producer now has been working. He's been back and forth to LA, and I guess he's going to be working out there a lot in the near future, so I'm kind of hoping to tag along and, you know, get out there and see what's going on. Definitely.
Yeah, that would be nice. It would be nice to see you live in action, so.
Oh, yeah, I'd love it. I'd love it.
All right. You have any questions for me? Yeah. I think that's pretty much, you know, we just kind of want to know where you're at, and you say you got an album coming hopefully in the future.
I'm still working on some stuff. I did a couple collabos with some other artists. I have some stuff coming out soon with some artists from, you know, the New York, Connecticut area. Still working with Edwin Ramos on new projects. Hopefully he'll be I can talk him into, you know, doing the whole album for me. I've worked with a lot of producers in the past, and he's just the one that we seem to like sync really well together. Like I said, the last three projects I put together were with him, and it's the best stuff I've put out. So, you know, working on that, and you know, now kind of, you know, wintertime's hard to kind of hibernate, and hopefully in the spring and summer, you know, that's the party time. So we'll be doing a lot of shows hopefully in the area, and you know, all over, hitting Miami pretty soon in the spring, and that's pretty much it. Just doing my thing, singing until people boo me off stage.
Well, where can your fans, where can they find you? What's the best website or message board?
My website is actually under construction right now, but it's usually www.ashley1.com.
Okay.
Ashley1.com. And let's see, my email is Ashley Recito, RUSCITO, @yahoo.com.
Okay.
And that's the email. That's like my fan club email, the one I check every day. So hopefully, you know, we're doing some new stuff on my website. It's been kind of the same for a long time, so we decided to jazz it up a little bit. But you can definitely email me at the Yahoo.
Okay.
And
are you on MySpace as well?
That's a good question. I'd have to ask my manager. I'm not really sure.
Okay.
I'm not really sure.
It just recently just boomed up, and every artist that wants to be out there,
okay.
I guess. You know.
MySpace. It might be something that I haven't looked at yet, because sometimes it's kind of like, you know, a couple months later, be like, oh, by the way, we put you up on this thing, and we put you up on this site, and, you know, like, you can check out my music on Micmac Records. Oh, yeah, that's one. I just put out something with Mickey Garcia this past year.
Okay.
On his Bangin' Beats Volume 2.
Oh, nice.
Kind of spaced on that one. I forgot that was like in this whole transition that I've been going through, so I kind of spaced on that one. But yeah, there's a song on there. It's actually a remake of a song from back in like 94 or 95 called Deceive Me.
Okay.
And I did that with him, and he put it on his Bangin' Beats 2. So there's a track there. You could check out micmacrecords.com. And there's info on me there, too. And where else? I don't even know what websites are up anymore. There's like freestyle.com, Freestyle File, Latin Freestyle. I don't even know what's up anymore.
Because,
you know, so many sites like are up forever, then they disappear, or they, you know, they switch names.
Yeah, I know. We're trying to get on
that. Honestly, I just don't even have the time to check all that stuff, you know.
I hear you.
My ex-manager is actually my ex-husband now, so I don't even know if he bothers to check any of that stuff anymore for me. So, I mean, he used to deal with all that stuff, so now I'm kind of, like, working on it myself.
Okay.
So.
Well, if you ever need any help, you know, let me know. I also do that stuff, so, you know, I'm always...
Oh, you do?
Yeah, I always do.
What do you do?
I do Flash, you know, anything flashy with Flash, movies.
Oh, really?
Website development, everything, yeah, you can think of.
Did you like, offer to do something for me before?
No.
Oh, okay, because I remember that somebody, like, out that way offered to, like, you know, create a website, and, like, he was going to, like, set the whole thing up, and if I liked it, you know, it was a go, and if not, whatever. And I don't remember what happened.
Oh, okay.
But well, yeah, we'll see. Yeah, I can definitely, you know, we can get in touch about that, because I'm always interested in, you know, doing something new and exciting.
Yeah, yeah. We'll talk.
I'm bored with what I have now. It's been the same for like 2 years, so now I'm like, you know, I just emailed my webmaster and said, oh, hello, can we get some new pictures up there and, you know, do some stuff to it, so.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to get you out there, you know, promote you more.
Yeah, definitely. I'm ready to come out of hibernation here. I've been, yeah, I just, like, moved, and I've been, you know, I bought a house, and I've just been, like, you know, big life changes in the past year, so now I'm just getting settled and ready to get back into the whole music thing, so.
Oh, wow. So you're going to set up your stuff, a little studio?
Oh no, I don't have the time for that. I have 3 kids.
Oh, okay.
I have 3 kids, and now I'm kind of doing it on my own now. So I definitely wouldn't be able to do a studio thing. I would love to, but
yeah,
that's what all my producer friends are for. I just stalk them for work.
Hey, well, that's great. You're a mom, and you're working hard. I'm sure you're doing other stuff in music. So
that's
a full time job.
Yeah, I have a full time job. Yeah, full time job. I work for a nonprofit organization, and
okay,
you know, full time mom and full-time music when I can.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much nights and weekends and, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Things like that, so.
Well, that's great to hear. I'm glad I got to talk to you, you know, and
oh, thank you. I appreciate it. It's been a long time since I've, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's good.
Done an interview, talk to anybody, so. I appreciate the, you know, the support and everything. It's really great to hear.
Sure, no problem. We're going to post, if you don't mind, we're going to post the interview up on the website so everybody can tune in and hear you out and stuff.
And, okay, great.
Yeah, so they can get to know what's up with Ashley.
Oh, yeah. Same old, still singing and doing my thing.
That's great.
Anyway, all right, well, great.
I appreciate your time, and hopefully we'll be you know, in contact soon, and give me, you know, shoot me an email if you're interested in updating your website.
Okay, I definitely will, and you have my numbers, and it was a pleasure talking to you, and feel free to give me a call whenever, you know. Let me know about those websites or whatever, and maybe we can set something up.
Sounds good. Thanks,
okay,
Ashley.
Thank you
care.
So much.
Uh-huh.
All right.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.